Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 4 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And you have to excuse me, my throat is a little scratchy. I just got back from a 2-week medical mission in Vietnam, and my wife and I were on over a 16-hour flight today coming back from Vietnam. And this medical mission was sponsored by Vets with a Mission. And this is a group of ex-Vietnam veterans who go back to Vietnam every year to give back to the people. And it was a very, very moving experience for me working as an eye doctor in some of the poorest remote areas in Vietnam. And we were between Da Nang and the DME zone where much of the battle has taken place. And these people have received absolutely no medical care. There's no Medicaid or welfare system in Vietnam. They're very poor, and it was amazing. I was seeing over 100 patients a day, and I had to use kind of primitive equipment. I didn't have all my fancy equipment, but it was a great experience, not only for myself, but for all the vets that went, giving back to the country and kind of undoing the horrors of war. And with me this evening is Dr. Todd Wiley, who's been on the show before. And Todd, interestingly enough, just got back from Israel, where he was on a pilgrimage, kind of a biblical tour. So both of us have returned from mission, so to speak. So Todd, Dr. Wiley, great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kondrat. And yes, thank you again for your service to humanity in Vietnam and helping out those folks. And yeah, that's so wonderful. You're able to help with that and touch hundreds and hundreds of lives, it sounds like, every day.
Well, you know, it's a little bit different way of practicing. Normally I take about an hour for my initial examination, but here in the jungle, I didn't have the team. It was, you know, every 5 minutes, I was seeing two or three patients, and I had to relearn my skills of retinoscopy. And probably the listeners don't know what that is, but that's something that eye doctors are. It's a device they use by just shining a light in the eye. You can determine whether or not the person needs glasses. You can determine or not whether they have a cataract, whether there's a problem. So I was kind of going back to my old tools, and I wish I had a connection with you. I could probably use some retinoscopy pointers. It's a way that we can actually measure someone with glasses without them responding, you know, which is better, number one or number two.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you and I have a lot to talk about. I'm really excited with our topic this evening, which may seem kind of an unusual topic, and it's anxiety in our eyes, anxiety and our visual system. And I think that this is not what people would think. It's not the anxiety that people would get when they're losing their vision, when they got a cataract. This is anxiety that comes about with an imbalance in the visual system. Is this correct?
Yes. That's something we don't even think about as even related at all, because we think, well, our eyes are for seeing and the 20/20, if they're can see 20/20 and they're healthy, that's often as far as some people go, thinking the eyes are involved with the body, but it's literally the tip of the iceberg, and there are so many connections to different parts of the body from the visual system. I mean, literally half of the nerves from our eye to our brain have nothing to do with eyesight, and over 70% of our brain receives inputs from the eyes, but they're not necessarily seeing connections. And so that's what we'll talk about the rest of this hour, just looking at some different things for people to ponder on and be aware of that, maybe there's something eye-related that could be contributing to some of the difficulties. And also there are some nice ways of treating the system too, which in treating the visual system can help with cognitive processes and often ease anxiety in many, many cases.
Yeah, well, I guess the first thing that comes to my mind, the wrong way that the medical system is treating this. If anybody goes to the office to see a doctor and they have anxiety and they have visual problems, and the first question that the medical doctor will ask, have you seen your eye doctor? And usually they'll say, yes, I did. And he said, it's nothing to do with my eyes, correct? And then the medical doctor will prescribe Prozac or some type of Valium or some type of medication. And, of course, they're not even touching the problem, which I think is causing a major, major disservice to the patient.
Right.
So how else is the medical field not addressing this? For that matter, I should say a lot of our colleagues who are eye doctors, are they missing this connection? So let's talk a little bit about that.
Hello. Yes. Let me just give one example of a patient who is a 69-year-old who actually came over from Seattle to Spokane this couple of years ago, and he'd initially heard about my office from his niece, who'd been going to college, but then she dropped out because of poor reading comprehension, and she was failing. And then she came in the office, and through some unique lenses that influenced the timing of light to the brain, and also some light therapy, which helps with balancing the fight-or-flight nervous system, which we'll talk about later, she was then able to go back to college and actually was on the honor roll. Well, her uncle heard about this, and his whole life he'd only been able to read for 10 minutes at a time before he'd just have to put the book down because he couldn't remember or comprehend what he was reading. And he'd also mentioned that he'd had major anxiety his whole life and had actually taught himself some self-hypnosis so that when he was out in crowds, he could kind of self out and not be freak out. Well, he came over and he had a wow with this particular type of lens that changes the timing of light to the midbrain. And we sent him home with some light therapy procedures and came back over 6 weeks later and asked how things are going. He said, well, I'm now reading 2 to 3 hours at a clip, 2 to 3 times a day, and just devouring books. And asked him, so how's your anxiety these days? And he's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, there hasn't been any. And so just in getting the visual system working more efficiently, it really had an impact on his life. And so he was doing the best he could to make up for lost time and reading and enjoying it.
Well, folks, we have a most interesting topic this evening, anxiety and our eyes. And this is probably something that's overlooked by many eye doctors. And by addressing this problem, by understanding the underlying cause and what it's doing to the neurological system, amazing results can be achieved. And with me is Dr. Todd Wiley. So we're coming up to a break. And when we come back, we're going to go into more detail about how to diagnose this problem and some of the amazing treatments that Dr. Wiley is offering in his office. So you're listening to Healthy Vision, and we'll be right back after this break.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo 40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo 40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo 40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
We have a fascinating topic, anxiety in our eyes. And during the commercial break, Dr. Wally and I were talking about, and this is interesting to me, and I wanted to go over this in a little bit more detail, that there's a two-way street. You know, the stress can cause problems with our eyes, and on the other hand, problems with our eyes can lead to stress. So I guess it's up to the eye doctor to kind of determine what was the causative factor. So I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about this situation.
Sure. Well, with whether it's acute stress, the classic example would be all of a sudden if you look down the road and it doesn't happen too often in the United States, but maybe a variation on the theme for Ed could have been in Vietnam, whether there was a charging rhinoceros coming at you or not, maybe it'd be a water buffalo or something in Vietnam. But anyway, if the person all of a sudden is in a fight or flight survival mode, there are a number of physiological effects that our body does for survival. And so one of them is certainly sending blood to our limbs so we can run faster and jump higher. Also a decrease in stomach acid production, because when we're running for our lives, that's not the best time to sit down and digest a meal. But visually, our pupils will dilate to let more light in, and our focusing system will tend to focus far away, look at the threat. And then also, eyes will posture outward, which is, again, for looking far away. And then also, we'll get varying amounts of a tunneling of vision because we're so focused on the threat. And the police academies actually teach the police cadets, when they're in a real stressful situation, try and remember to go into a head scan, because there's physiologically a tunneling of peripheral vision. And so these different factors can all definitely impact, because where with acute stress, we jump over the wall and get away from the charging rhinoceros, and then our system calms down. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Somebody's in a car wreck or some sort of trauma, and the results of that trauma persist for days or weeks or months, and the body can get habituated or stuck into this fight-or-flight mode. And then there's also just chronic day-to-day stress where adrenaline's being released and the body's on sympathetic nervous system dominance or activation, and you get the same physiological effects either way. Well, for the visual system, with so much of our world requiring up-close work on computers and reading, things, near-point tasks, but if our visual system is physiologically set for decreased focusing at near, eyes postured outward, when you go to read, you have to aim your eyes inward. And so right there, even though your eyes physiologically are trying to posture outward, your demand for near point is making your eyes aim inward. And so it's just like two rams butting heads as far as the nervous systems fighting each other. And that again ramps up stress. And that tunneling of peripheral vision also can happen. It's not, again, something wrong with a person's vision, like stroke causes a loss of peripheral vision due to damage, but it's a functional compression of the visual field, and that can get stuck and persist. And so that can just have huge ramifications for a person's tendency to get overwhelmed or overloaded by just sensory input, shopping, driving. They have a hard time on the freeway. They don't want to change lanes, or wandering through a fabric store or a hardware store. Just all the visual input can literally just be overwhelming, and people start to realize, boy, I'm real anxious, and start having anxiety, and it can be from the physiological effects of the visual system. Or if somebody just doesn't have great coordination and control, that huge amount of energy required to operate the different parts of the visual system will cause stress, which activates the sympathetic fight-or-flight nervous system. And so, again, you can have it from either direction, stress-induced causing the visual problem, or poor eye coordination beginning causing stress, which then results in anxiety and just impact on day-to-day function.
And you know, you described some symptoms, and immediately in my mind, I kind of related it to some people that I know and some situations in my life when I had it. But does the general public or medical profession refer to this state? Do they give it a name? Is it like, oh, that person's just stressed out, or you know, they're not functioning well? I mean, how does the general medical profession refer to this?
Right. Well, typically it'll just be called anxiety or some OCD tendencies, or just
anxiety of unknown origin, probably.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, because you know, medicine is great for putting a label on, and then they really don't know what causes it or what to do. And of course, mainly just a pharmaceutical approach, which in most cases doesn't take care of the underlying problem.
Right, so, and they have Band-Aid. Yeah.
But I like the idea where you mentioned ADD, attention deficit disorder, or learning disorders, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. many children have this phenomena, and they're not treated yes. properly. And I think a lot of adults have it too. You know, I was in Vietnam, and there was a lot of vets that were there that had a lot of trauma, and you know, mm-hmm. they're not able to read, they're not able to function properly, and you know, they don't realize that, you know, the stress is affecting the visual system, which is affecting their ability to read. So, when you see somebody like this that comes in your office, is there a quick way to diagnose this condition? I mean, what do you do as an eye doctor to confirm that they do have this anxiety state tied into their eyes?
Yes, there are a number of different measurements. One of the parts is just during the eye examination itself, looking at how easily a person's able to converge or aim their eyes inward, not only measuring their ability to do that, but watching and listening for how much effort it's taking to do that, and also watching their pupils. Again, with the sympathetic fight-or-flight nervous system tending to dilate pupils, people with this condition can shine a light directly into the eye, and the pupil, instead of constricting and staying constricted or smaller, we might see it pulse, but then it blows back open to virtually the same size, whether the light was on it or not. So that's another clue. And then we'll also do a different type of peripheral vision test rather than the push-the-button kind that we're probably used to going to the eye doctor that just checks pathway integrity. So this is more of a moving target. So it's kind of how soon can somebody tell there's something different going on in their peripheral vision? And that's where we can measure these different amounts of functional tunneling of vision, which is also very, very helpful for explaining why things are frustrating and overwhelming. And like some of the kids or adults with the ADD, who they're constantly in the classroom, keep moving around, looking around, scanning around. Well, it appears they're not paying attention. Well, if they happen to have this functional tunneling of vision, it's as if you take your hands and cuff them around your eyes. And if that's all you can take in at a time, some of them are scanning their eyes around just to try and maintain manually awareness of their peripheral surroundings. And so it looks like they're not paying attention, but they're having to manually pay attention in an extremely inefficient manner.
Well, we're coming up to another break, and this is really, really interesting. But the bottom line, I guess, Dr. Wally, is that the diagnosis can be made very quickly without a lot of very sophisticated tests like brain scan or an X-ray. It's simply looking at the pupil and observing the eye muscle. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about simple treatments that can correct this problem. So you don't want to miss this. We'll be right back after the break.
Coverage you can count on around the clock. News, weather, and the KFNX traffic team. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
President Obama is visiting Cuba, the first U.S. president to do so in 88 years.
Back in 1928, President Coolidge came on a battleship. It took him 3 days to get here. It only took me 3 hours.
The price of gasoline has increased sharply, up 17 cents in recent days to a national average of just over $2 a gallon. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg says more people are hitting the road, triggering the springtime spike.
Also supporting but in a minor role. This rise at the pump is gasoline demand in the U.S. is rising both seasonally and year on year.
It is the first day of spring, but snow is expected to fall across the Northeast tonight, creating a difficult commute Monday for workers in Boston, New York City, and Philadelphia. Boston will see up to 8 inches of snow. Cape Cod could get up to 10 inches of snow. S&P futures down a point and a half. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for this afternoon, we'll have sunshine and a high of 89. Overnight, it'll be clear, high low 60. Monday, we'll have a sunny, very warm day with a high of 91. Monday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 60. Tuesday, we'll have sunshine and a high of 81 with winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 90 degrees.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Currently ranked in the top 10 by Ranking Arizona. Listen to us worldwide at 1100kfnx.com.
The Renaissance Festival is back!
Huzzah!
Now through March 27th. Great shopping, a giant crafts market. New shows featuring daring angels, pirates, and sea fairies. Non-stop feasting and more. The Renaissance Festival is back. Weekends now through March 27th. Discount tickets available at Fry's and Fry's Marketplace or RimFestInfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Fry's, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
Kick it.
Megs, what's got you fired up?
It's a barista's white coffee single serve cup that works in my Keurig 2.0. You gotta try this.
Wait, what's white coffee?
It's slow roasted coffee beans that make it have way more caffeine than normal coffee. And it has a lighter, nutty, refreshing taste with a kick. A big kick.
Dang, that's good.
See, it's right here on Amazon under barista's white coffee cups.
Now I'm kicking.
Woohoo! Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, with Dr. Kyle Strawley, and we're talking about a very, very interesting topic, anxiety in our eyes, how doing certain treatments on your eyes can dramatically reduce your anxiety and stress. It seems hard to believe, but before we go into these simple treatments that Dr. Wally does in his office, Dr. Wally is coming out with a book dealing with all this. He feels so strongly that the public has to know more about this. He's putting all this together in a book, and I want to congratulate you, Dr. Wally, for putting all this together in a book, and tell us a little bit about the book.
Sure. Well, it will be basically the title, Can Your Eyes Really? And then contribute to anxiety, stress overload, learning disabilities, effect of head trauma on the visual system. So looking at some areas of the visual system, again, that we just normally don't think about with our eyes, but just can have incredibly powerful effects on if we're enjoying our life or if a number of different day-to-day tasks are not going so well, from reading well and comprehending to sports performance to just even driving a car safely, comfortably, without effort, or just how can your eyes affect your personality, which, again, if somebody gets super stressed out and wants to avoid people, crowds, their kids bother them because they make noise, again, it can have some pretty significant impacts on interfamily relationships if the visual system is not helping you, but rather is hindering or interfering with life.
Well, this sounds like
it's
going to be a great book, and I would encourage all the listeners to. Well, actually, you have an offer. You're recruiting people to actually ask questions and contribute to the book, right?
Yes.
So they can find out more and get on your mailing list, find out what you're doing. And I think the feedback from people out there that have these eye problems would be great. So if you do have a question for Dr. Wally, get signed up on his email list and keep up to date on the progress of this book. So can you give us all the contact information, how they can get a hold of you?
Sure. Probably, ideally, the email would be the best, and it's nice and short, and it's my initials for Donald Todd Wiley, so DTW at CET, so CharlieEdwardTango.com, so DTW, Donald Todd Wiley, at CET.com. My office phone number is in Spokane is 509-535-5855. But probably email would be best, and that way we can be able to address the issues and, you know, answer questions. And also there's a questionnaire related to stress and anxiety in the visual system that we'd be happy to send out to you if you want to see if some of the things that you just think, oh, that's the way I am, maybe, but maybe it doesn't have to be that way. And so there's a little self-scoring list that gives an idea of the probability of the visual system contributing to some of the anxiety issues.
Yeah, so that's a great bonus. You'll get a checklist. So you can go through that checklist and see if you do fit into one of those categories. But I have to smile when you said, well, people are going to go through with it. Well, that's just me. I've been that way all my life. Well, folks, you know, you don't have to be that way all your life. Maybe you're locked into a neurological state that simple treatment that we're going to talk about now. So that number, again, is 509-535-5855, or the email is dtw@cet.com. So, Dr. Wiley, let's talk about some of the simple yet very amazing treatments that can just turn this condition around.
Well, there's a combination of things. Some of it definitely that is extremely helpful is syntonics, or light therapy, which is using specific colors or frequencies of light to stimulate different parts of the nervous system in the body towards balance. And that, I've been doing that since 1993, and I literally cannot imagine practicing a day of optometry without using syntonics. But unfortunately, it's just, there's just a few hundred of us in the country that use it, but it's one of the very best-kept secrets out there, unfortunately, and so anything we can do to help spread the word of some other options that are non-pharmaceutical but really help to get to the underlying root of how to balance things without side effect of drugs. Light is amazing, and the physiological research just within the last 10 years is just exploding with learning about what light affects on the body.
And this light treatment is very simple. All you do is you select a certain color filter, depending on the state of the person, the state of their autonomic nervous system, and they just look at it for 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and the effects are dramatic.
Yes, it's just incredible how our system is receptive to light, and it's actually...
You know, I have to give a personal testimonial because... that was about 10 years ago. I was invited to speak at the College of Symphonics on homeopathy. And I flew to Albuquerque cross country. And of course, I was stressed. And during the meeting, they did some cursory evaluation, like you talked about, looking at my pupils, the way they dilated. And they told me I was in an anxiety state. And I was. Of course, after flying, you have jet lag and you're not thinking clearly. And my visual fields were very constricted, and it just blew my mind after a 10-minute light treatment, only 10 minutes, my entire state shifted. Not only did my state shift at that particular moment, I had a problem going into department stores or shopping malls where a lot of fluorescent lights, I would walk into a room, and I would have a mild anxiety state. It was just my sensory system was overwhelmed. But after that symphonic light treatment, it caused a balance in my body. And so that convinced me, and that was over 10 years ago, to begin using symphonic light in my practice, treating serious chronic diseases like glaucoma and macular degeneration, which the light therapy does help. So maybe you could try to explain, I'm putting you on the spot there, Dr. Wiley, how light therapy can treat anxiety. I mean, what is the mechanism? And I wonder if you could try to explain it simplistically.
Sure. Well, again, back as we talked about in the beginning of that, our fight or flight nervous system, and one of the physiological responses is that tunneling of peripheral vision. Well, that's one of the hallmark symptoms of the fight or flight nervous system being stuck on. But you can use different colors of light, which then start to help balance the system. So as it becomes more balanced, the peripheral vision starts to open up. And so literally a person can just take in more information per unit of time. And it's just like kind of like putting more RAM into a computer or more desktop memory. It can just handle more information without it freezing up or jamming up, which is what happens to us with anxiety. And so with more, quote, RAM in our system, we can just handle the day-to-day input and deal with it rather than it jamming us up. And so literally light, biophotons, which are life-produced particles of light, are operating in every cell of our body at the DNA level. It's just incredibly complex of how our body utilizes light. Well, we can use these different colors or frequencies to help redirect and balance the body's use of light, and it has effects physiologically.
Well, we're coming up to another break, and we come back. Dr. Wiley's going to give us more information about this remarkable treatment and maybe some other things that he does. So we'll be right back after this break.
The Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that 1 out of 5 people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Welcome back to Wiley's Nutrition. And those of you that are interested in Dr. Wiley's work, you can just double the call, 509-535-5855. That's 509-535-5855. That's his office number to get more information on his new book and the treatments that he does. And also you can email him at DTW. Dr. Todd Wiley, DTW@CET.com. And as a bonus, he's going to be sending you a checklist. You can go through this checklist to see if you suffer from this disorder and to see if some of these treatments can benefit you. But on the break, Dr. Wiley and I were talking about light therapy is one of the best ways to kind of adjust your body to get rid of jet lag. And so right after we're done with this interview, I'm going to do some light therapy here. It's simple. So in addition to light therapy, you're doing something else that's kind of interesting and not that many eye doctors are aware of, and it's called yolk prisms. Now, what in the world is that?
Yes, well, a yolk prism just refers to a prism basically bends or shifts light. And so normally we think a little prism that will take white light and it creates a rainbow. But if you don't have as much prism, because the parts, the ones that we use are very, very small amounts, a half or one or two or maybe 3 units degrees at the most. But yolk means the same amount. And in regular ophthalmic world, sometimes prisms are used for compensatory reasons. Maybe somebody has an eye that aims higher, they'll put a prism in so the eye can still be high, but the person's visual system is brought together so they're not seeing double. Well, that's not a yoked prism, that's a compensatory. So yoked means the same equal amount of prism, but we orient them either up or down. And I just am so thankful for the insight from the late Dr. Rick Collier in from Allen, Texas, who just for 25 years spent a day a week in a medical library reading brain research and biophysics and just getting some of the background from different disciplines. Pulling this together of how the prism can affect literally the timing of light to our brain. And so just very briefly, in our midbrain is where the nerves originate that go to our eye muscles for moving around. They also significantly communicate with our inner ear for balance as well as hearing. And then there's another connection with what's called proprioception. And so those are joint receptors in our ankles, our knees, our hip, our neck, our fingers. And those joint receptors give our brain an idea of where different body parts are compared to gravity and position, movement, and where they're in space. And so literally our midbrain is kind of a control center of helping us know where we are in space. And so in the timing of each of those systems, the eye movements, the hearing, the balance, and the body, ideally should be the exact same among all four of those systems. And it's four times the speed of the signals for our sight. And so there's a whole lot going on from a non-sighted perspective that helps us in day-to-day life. Well, from trauma, ear infections, different things can throw that timing off. Well, because the vision has such a huge input to that midbrain, 70% of the neurons, the nerves going into the midbrain, connect with the eyes in a non-sight connection. So by using the yoked prisms, we can change that timing of light to the brain, and for some people, literally instantly change their life. And it's a therapeutic lens, and so the vast majority work their way out of it over time. But unfortunately, there's just maybe a few dozen of us in the country that use that type of lens, but it can be profound. I know at a 65-year-old gentleman a couple of years ago who, very bright guy, and changed careers. Well, he decided to get more physical and started to unload semi-trailers for FedEx. And 7 years before I saw him, he was unloading a trailer. There was a chemical spill. He passed out and hit his head on the way down. And so he'd been suffering from, when I first saw him, anxiety, because the more in the evening, as it started to get darker, his anxiety level would just start to go through the roof. And also, while he was standing, if he closed his eye for more than a second, he would literally fall to the ground. And again, when it got dark, his balance was horrendous, and his anxiety off the charts. Well, again, the prism lenses don't help. The yoked prisms don't help everybody, but when they do, it's very apparent. In his case, we had him standing up, and he'd close his eye, and he'd start to fall down. With the particular orientation of the prism lenses, put them on, he could close his eyes and stand there totally stable. And we have a video of him the day before he got the prism glasses, where he was trying to walk the deck on his deck at home, just forward, 1 foot in front of the other. And he definitely would not have passed the sobriety test at all. He was just falling all over himself. And then he had his wife videotape him the day he got the prism glasses, and he could walk the line forward, backward with no hesitation. And so, yeah, just by changing the timing of light, that can impact life significantly as well.
And so in other words, I think it's really hard to explain what a prism is, but it is simply when you put a prism in front of your eye, the image just kind of jumps a little bit to one side or the mm-hmm. other, or up and down. Mm-hmm. It just causes a subtle shift.
Right.
So what you're saying is that there's kind of like a neurological imbalance, but for some reason
yeah.
light is not sent into the brain properly.
Mm-hmm. It's a timing issue. Yeah.
Yeah, so timing issue.
It's
okay.
Timing. Mm-hmm.
So, now, does the prism therapy and the light therapy, do they go hand in hand? Do most of the patients that you treat need both of these treatments? Or how do you determine what patient needs the prism and what patient needs the light?
Yeah, it just depends, and that's what we check everybody out to see, because some benefit from both. Sometimes one or the other can make a difference. One other avenue that we also utilize is a particular type of device. It's a type of pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, and can't mention the name right now because it's going through Class 2 certification with the FDA. Again, if you want to contact me personally, I can talk further about it, but it has an incredible impact on circulation to the body, and that's something that also is very detrimentally affected, particularly with chronic stress, is blood flow to the body, and that counts our brain as well. And so there is a device that specifically targeted for that, and actually NASA has a working agreement with this company to help incorporate the technology in the undergarments for the astronauts, and because of the issues they have in space with poor circulation. But we've found when we combine that often with the light therapy, been doing some studies where literally in 8 minutes we can make a difference, measurable difference in the person's peripheral vision, which, again, helps with brain fog or, again, the ability to think. And so that's been another very exciting area of synergistically combining some different treatment modalities that really help one another, and just quality of life can be significantly improved.
Well, Dr. Wiley, we're coming up to a close on Healthy Vision. I can't believe how quickly the time went. Thank you so much for all of your information that you shared with us. And folks, if you do want to keep up to date on Dr. Wiley's work, give his office a call. Get on his email list, 509-535-5855. That's 509-535-5855. And his email address is btw@cet.com. And Dr. Wiley, I look forward to your book that's coming out soon. And we're going to have you as a guest on the show once your book is released.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Conrad.
And folks, you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And to all of you out there, to good health and clear vision.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time.